This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would you do? That's the question I would love for you to answer today on What's on Your Mind. What would you do if you were North Dakota's one and only U.S. congressman, just reelected to another term to serve North Dakotans in the U.S. House, and Donald Trump brings you up and says, I want you to be my Secretary of Energy. That possibility becomes more and more real all the time from all the reports I'm getting. I haven't been able to confirm whether or not Heidi Heitkamp is in fact the happiest person in Washington, D.C., that possibly could happen, because she would likely lose a political opponent to keep her Senate seat, assuming she's going to run for a re-election in 2 years. Think about it. I mean, that'd be the easiest confirmation of any of the Trump nominees, because she'd be saying, hey, sir, please, Democrats, vote for this guy. Get him in there. Get him out of my political radar. But if you're him, what do you do? I don't know if you could tell yesterday, but it was very obvious that Congressman Cramer was struggling with this and literally was sharing with us this sort of internal family debate going on in the wrestling match with, hey, this would be, I mean, when we asked him specifically about the job, he'd obviously thought about the things that could be accomplished. Yet he's suggesting, hey, how do I justify the fact that I've just been reelected to do this job, and I love this job. So my question is, what would you do? I want to know. Kind of a tough one. I shared yesterday on the air that I had this conversation with my wife, and I was like, your president calls, you go, you do. You know, I mean, her point was his country needs him. And I'm like, but he likes what he's doing, and you got to go run a big bureaucracy and running an agency. Remember Ed Schaefer telling me one time, stop to see him in Washington in his office. He's all alone in his office, and, you know, I get ushered in there, and he has stuff everywhere, and it's, you know, he's showing me the view, which was a dandy at agriculture, and he said, you know, I have 110,000 employees. Think about that. I mean, so that, just in that one department, there he is with 100,000 plus people that work for him. You know, imagine managing that. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, it's like steering a freight liner. You don't go one direction, the other direction very easily in changing things. So it's a tough deal. On the other hand, you're in cabinet of a new administration influencing things. I don't know. I've been thinking about it, so I thought we could get some wise counsel from the good listeners of this program, What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Are we talking about what happened in your neighborhood the other night, or is that like off limits?
Oh, go ahead. I've been talking about it the last couple of days.
Have you? Okay. Todd kind of had a little incident there in the neighborhood. I've heard of drive-by shootings before. Never to take out a cat, though. What did the cat do to this guy? I mean, was there a confrontation?
I think it was really just the fact that he was shooting at a house and the cat just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, I see. He's just kind of firing like whatever.
Yeah, you know, like when you hear about those big city shootings where somebody does a drive-by and some, you know, two-year-old child gets, and nobody's, well, hopefully anyway, going to aim at a two-year-old child, but sometimes they're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right. Were drugs or alcohol a factor by chance?
No official word on that yet, but 1 in the morning could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
alcohol may have been a factor. I think
actually 12:30 was, but yeah.
Day 99 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest today. Day 99 of the insanity, ladies and gentlemen. We reported first here yesterday about a Craigslist ad calling for individuals to gather at a mall in Fargo, the West Acres Mall, to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline and also recruit protesters. This guy was saying basically, I read the whole thing yesterday, but, you know, hey, we got to do stuff in Fargo and Bismarck and shut down roads and stuff. And, you know, if you're really committed to this, do like I did. Cash in your 401k and do it. And offered $1,000 to anyone who proves they quit their job to protest full time. And $50 in cash, you know, travel and food expenses. $20 for every child brought with any protester to the demonstration. What is that about? Is that for visual optics or what? You know, it looks good if you got kids there. What in the world? Anyway, Carrie Pickett is a reporter with the Daily Caller. She has written a story about this. She'll join us today on the program to talk a little bit about it. Nice to know there's actually stories being written about it. We talked about it yesterday, and there were a few news reports about it. But Carrie Pickett's The National story does the best job of saying, well, where's this money coming from? Where are they getting these dollars from? Trying to connect all the dots. Good question. Lynn Hill's a top of next hour. Oil production continues the downward tick. We'll talk with him about that today on the program. And welcome any calls, questions, or comments you have on that. Okay, so all that is on the way today on the program. Thursday edition of the program. Folks heading for Fargo for the state volleyball tournament. Be careful. Drive safely. I am headed for the Fargo Dome myself for a little Shanley Deacon volleyball today. Our daughter's finally back in the game. You know, she has been out most of the year. Starts the year as a senior captain, gets a concussion. I think I've told the story on the air. Gets a concussion.
In volleyball?
Yeah, well,
it's not your typical volleyball injury. I'm not saying it can happen. But
she was a line judge in the JV game before her very first game in, you know, at Shanley. And this year, and you know, Aaron Ball just went to what you know, hit her, you know, and she went down, and she'd been struggling with that the whole darn time. So
no.
Anyway, she's just she's back for EDC and made it into for a little bit for one of the last regular season games. Got in for the EDC and now is back as the libero. So I'm excited for her, and you know, you don't want that on your senior season. You know, this is the year, right? But anyway, so.
That'd Unless you're Carson Wentz and you know you're going right to the pros, and you can cough
there
up the
go.
Seniors.
I'll use that example for her. She's pulling the Carson Wentz. That's okay.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Worked out
right.
For him, right?
Yeah. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers, one of the top five land auction companies in America. They're doing a lot more machinery auctions as well, equipment auctions. A lot of those. They have the new North American auction center in beautiful steel North Dakota, and if you're like me, you're watching that come up. Finishing touches going on the building as we speak, so the Auction Center of North America is going to be a nice addition, especially for machinery and equipment auctions there as well. So looking forward to that as well. And let's see here. What do we got? Perkins County, South Dakota auction today. How about that? Also Burley County today, as a matter of fact. Emmons County. North Dakota today. Written bid lease on some Morton County land today. About 149 acres. Nice soil productivity index on that. And Clay County, Minnesota coming up by the end of the month. And so check it out at pipers.com, or you can call them and they will send you a catalog. Get a nice catalog. Check everything out. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. And a lot of machinery and land auctions and farm equipment retirement auctions coming up, so check it all out at pipers.com, okay? All right, very good. Here's the telephone number to join us on the program today, 800-228-0550. Answer this question for me. What would you do if Donald Trump calls and says, I need you, come to my cabinet, you've just been reelected to serve the citizens of North Dakota in the United States House? Do you say yay or do you say nay? What do you do? What should he do? What do you want him to do? And by the way, if he ends up taking this, And I just have a gut feeling. This is sort of like my gut feeling that led me to have an enormous amount of calm through the craziness of the election between Trump and Hillary, that this is going to happen. That this is going to happen. I really do. But you could tell yesterday that Congressman Cramer was struggling with this a little bit, and it'd be just interesting to know what the listeners think about this, what his constituents think about it. So what would you do? What should he do? And if he takes it, there would be a special election to fill that seat. Who should be the next congressman from North Dakota if, in fact, Congressman Cramer goes to the Trump administration as the energy secretary?
Other than Scott Hanna.
You want to fill that post? No, 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 no.
What?
Not
what?
On your life.
Not on your Why life. Not?
They have no life, these members of the Congress.
Right.
I know we expect a lot, but no, I have a wife and kids, and it's tough.
Oh,
tough,
you'd be
tough.
The first one to have a wife and kids. Come on.
I know.
200 years of wives and kids
That's
have been
true.
A part of the mix.
You're More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers on all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfestest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
USA is helping America fuel better. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and give you choice at the pump. They also give you great deals inside, like the 4-for-4 deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And they're also giving away a lot of stuff, $50,000 in PetroServe USA cash. And they draw new winners every week, meaning if you haven't been there this week, you're not in the drawing. So you got to go back every week and get yourself registered. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Ted in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm thinking this pipeline stuff is very common sense stuff. Everybody has a license number, and each license has a title. And on that title, everybody's got a name. So tell them that they're going to get their benefits cut off. Most of these people, probably 99% of them, are on welfare, food stamps, or whatever. So cut their benefits off if they don't leave within a day or so. And you'd see a mass exodus. Just like in Florida, from now on, they're going to have drug testing for any welfare or food stamp people. So why can't they do that out there?
It's a good question. And, I don't know what restrictions are on benefits. I don't know the answer to that. There ought to be to me. If you're, making, of course, some of these people are working. This is their work, right? Because as we pointed out from the Craigslist ad and the Trump protest, same thing. These people are being paid to protest. They're fake protests. They're made for TV. They're civil disobedience, games is what they are. So some of them are working, but I agree with you. In the case of the Dakota Access Pipeline, where they're engaged in illegal behavior, to me, you go through every means necessary to try and shut that down.
Well,
and that should include cutting off their benefits. If they're on them, I don't disagree.
Of course, because if they're on federal land and this is a federal program that's welfare and whatever, and your governor has got to be the dumbest, slowest person I've ever heard of. He does nothing but mumble when he talks. And Heidi Heitkamp, where in hell did she go?
Where'd she go? She's never been anywhere near this story. She's hidden completely. And
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Now she's got a big mouth otherwise, but in this thing, she doesn't have any mouth. So where in the hell is she? I'd like to know. Your state has to react with this stuff.
Well, I agree. I think every elected leader, honestly, could do more. I will say this. Anytime we ask Governor Dalrymple to come on, Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer's been the most active of all of them, they come on. That isn't always the case with Senator Heitkamp. I know we were trying to get an answer on the child welfare concerns out there, and they said, hey, give us more than a day's notice and we'll do this. So they've had about 3 week, 4 week, 5 week, 6 week notice now. I haven't been on, so it's a good question. But every elected leader, every county, I'm talking about city council, county commission, state legislator, governor, senator, every single one of them, in my mind, ought to be shouting from the mountaintop, applying pressure on the leaders of Standing Rock to expel this lawless mob. They need to leave, period. And if they had that kind of pressure, more would happen.
But talk is cheap, Actions make a difference. So...
I'm with you, Ted, all the way. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Gary, in Lisbon. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
You mentioned a replacement for Congressman Cramer. I've got someone in District 26. We had Jason Heitkamp run against Jim Dotsenrod for the state Senate, and he got hardly any support from the Republican. And he's the only Heitkamp, him and his daughter, the only ones that are Republicans in the family, and they won't even talk to him, so he's the black sheep of the family. But he almost took out Dotsenrod by just a point, and I think he'd be a good replacement for Cramer. He's a solid Republican and just a general all-around good guy.
All right. Thanks for that contribution. Appreciate that. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? A Heitkamp on the ballot with an arm behind them. Yeah.
That'd be a good poke in the eye for the rest of them.
I like it. All right. What should he do? That's a question, too. You're already going right to a replacement, but I'm also curious what you think he ought to do. Matthew in Fort Rice, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I had an opinion for Cramer. I really think he should take cabinet members. As a North Dakota citizen, I think it would be an honor to have a congressman like Cramer in the cabinet. He'd be leaning toward energy, so he'd still be helping us out. North Dakota.
And as much as we want the, obviously, you know, the right environment for North Dakota energy to thrive, imagine if you take the North Dakota model and put it nationwide and what that could do. I mean, just take a look at how we in North Dakota responsibly drill on federal lands. Look at what's happened up near Fort Berthold, right? And the MHA Nation. Take that model and bring it other places, and you'll put yourself on a path to not have a federal debt. So this stuff is important.
I really think he'd be helping North Dakota either way, if he stays a congressman or if he goes into the cabinet. I think he'd be phenomenal.
Good points, Matthew. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's see who's next here. Gary in Grand Forks, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
Mr. Hannon, I have met Congressman Kramer and Randy and Daryl. We had a meeting here in town in a coffee shop, and what the people at Hall said to him and what he has to deal with. He is a man of God, and that's what we need. North Dakota needs this man for what he is. He is a good man. He handles himself so very well. Yeah, the calling of the president, and God is helping Mr. Trump to do what he's going to do too. But we need him, and he is a good man for this state. I just wanted to tell you that.
So when you say we need him, you're saying he shouldn't take the job to go into the cabinet.
No,
we need him here.
There's other people out there that we could find to do this. Sure. They're in energy. Mr. Kramer is an all-around man for the state to help us in all our needs. He does very well.
All right. So I'm just trying to keep track here of the votes, and you're suggesting he stay right where he's at. Appreciate the call. Dean in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I just meant to comment. You know, our governor, he can't say anything about the protesting going on, but he can sure show his face on TV about the turkey. What a governor.
You want the governor to do more? What should he do? Put yourself in that chair. What do you do? I think they all could do more, so I'm not disagreeing, but I'm curious what specifically you'd want done. I mean, if I'm a governor, I'm pounding away on the feds without question because they messed this up. A lot of this was on federal land. A lot of it was the delays because of the federal government, but what should they do? Tell me that. 800-228-0550. Bill and Hazen, you're next.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Just calling on the Kramer's choice, and he's a very level-headed man and has done very much for North Dakota.
Hang on, Bill. Keep us in suspense, will you, Bill? Hang on. We're up against the break. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. Addie in Standing Rock is back. John and Bismarck on deck. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Kevin Cramer decides to go to work for Donald Trump. I know he can fill the position. He's very capable of it. And if he does, I'd like to see Wayne Stengem take Kevin's place in the Congress, because he could do the job, too. Well, anyway, that's my thought.
I saw an interview that I forget who did the interview, but I believe it was in the Grand Forks Herald. With Wayne Stengem, in which he was asked whether he'd be a candidate for Senate. He talked about likely being a candidate for re-election as Attorney General. Would he be a candidate for Senate? He said he just didn't like the idea of being in Washington, D.C. So I think that would probably preclude them. And not to mention, I think Wayne Stengem's political fortunes are diminished, honestly, a little bit after the significant loss to Doug Burgum, just speaking honestly here. And, you know, Wayne is liked. It's hard not to like him. He's a very nice guy. I think he has a good track record as Attorney General. But there are a lot of whispers that are becoming more than whispers about his sort of AWOL nature post the election, going on numerous trips and vacations and not being in the office and not being present on a very challenging situation that would require every law enforcement entity in North Dakota, and that is the Dakota Access Pipeline. So I don't think he's helping himself much at all. We're having a heck of a time scheduling for an interview right here, you know, which shouldn't be. And by the way, if that happens on the Republican side or the Democratic side, we're going to tell you. We're not carrying anybody's water here. All right? Because to me, we're here to serve you. And if we can't get you answers, we're going to tell you we're trying, but we're getting a stone wall. So Bill in Hazen was about to tell us what he thought Congressman Kevin Cramer ought to do. Back with you, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Yeah. I think that, Cramer has been a very valuable asset to North Dakota, and I can certainly understand his struggles with trying to make this decision after being just reelected. However, I think that he can be a big asset to Trump and to America and to North Dakota in that new position. I think that he has the ability and the level-headedness the godly background to do that. And who would be his replacement? I believe Rick Becker would be a good choice. I've thought Rick should be running against Heidi in the future, but in the immediate future, I think we should probably look at him for Cramer's replacement.
All right. There's another name, but, you know, you can't forget that he came pretty close to defeating Wayne Stengem in the convention process, right? So that first ballot was, razor thin close between those two, if you'll remember. So that's a resume builder, if you will, for Rick Becker, for sure. No doubt about it. another name to throw in that mix. Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. When you have people like the some of these people, they call them protesters. No, they not. They are not protesters. They are terrorists. And if they put cars or trucks on the railroad tracks or stones or et cetera, then for sure they are terrorists. They cease to be any type of protester. And they endanger the people who want to live in peace in the Bismarck-Mandan area, who want to do some fishing or whatever, because we don't know what they're going to do because they're unpredictable people.
So you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, where is this story? We have, every time there's been a round of arrest, updated the number of percentages that are from somewhere else, and also given you their rap sheet. And I didn't do this last go-around, but I see that KX Network has. KX is this My North Dakota Now website, right, Tom?
Yep, myndnow.com.
Yeah, myndnow.com. And they have the latest numbers up. And, I'm so glad when you see actual journalism at work in North Dakota. Unfortunately, it's so darn rare, but when it happens, we'll celebrate it. 451 arrests since the protests began. 8% are from North Dakota. 8%. And that tells you all you need to know about, this is not about Standing Rock. This is not about this pipeline, that it is eco-terrorism. 143 of the arrested protesters have a total of 764 previous citations and charges for illegal activity. 19 have a history of violence against domestic violence and child abuse. 23 have a history of theft, robbery, or burglary. 18 have a history of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol from Vermont to Florida to California. 143 combined for numerous citations and charges for illegal activity. It's one thing after another. So I'm with you. They're not. That isn't a protester. That's a terrorist. A lawless terrorist is what it is, John.
That's what it is. And then as far as Kramer, he got to take into consideration the spirituality of his family, and he cares about that. And I don't know, it's up to him. And God bless the man, for what he has done for us already.
No question. And, his wife, Chris, and their son, Abel, who is just an amazing story in and of itself that they adopted. Abel goes to school in Bismarck, and they keep a home in Bismarck. A lot of members of Congress don't do that. Kevin lives in his, literally bunks in his office when he's in D.C., which is a frugal thing to do. Not all of them do it, but a few do. And so their home remains in Bismarck. He basically commutes to D.C. when there's votes and then is back out. So that would not be possible, I would guess, if he were cabinet secretary, because you're not coming in and out, right? You're for the most part, managing an agency from there. So it would be a different story. So I think that's why Chris was with him out there, as all of us are swirling, trying to decide, do I do it? Do I not do it? And so I was just kind of curious, and you've all brought some interesting things to the decision process today. Interesting conversation. Thank you. Addie, down at Standing Rock, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Addie.
Hello. Well, Scott, the statistics that you just quoted are surreal. I mean, I can believe a handful may be blamed for some of the charges that you read, but the group, the protesters are now finding out how vengeful and evil these corporations are. They have no idea, because we live on protected areas, the reservations, and most of the tribal governing bodies of the 567 recognized tribes, federally recognized tribes, do not keep up with what is surrounding their environment. They do not speak in terms of legality, like statutes or case laws. They mostly come from the emotional a standpoint, you know, and all they know is their treaties, which is wonderful. I think the treaties are going to be revived, but the fact is the out-of-staters, if you will notice, most of the leadership that is leading these protesters onto cities where they have no business. I know that the Oyate Advisory Council do not like that they would tread on cities. But the fact is, not all of Standing Rock is involved in it, and what they're trying to do is trying to bond the relationship again. But this, I didn't call for this. And then the reason I called is that there's problems on Standing Rock galore, and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council is just looking the other way. And this has to do with the Standing Rock Agency, Scott.
Okay, why do they do that, though, Addie? Okay, the reason they're looking the other way is because of the BIA?
No, it's because they have never really address the membership's dire poverty. It's so wonderful that this great gathering happened because it caught the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe with their pants off, you might say. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny, you know, and it's now time to let people know how corrupt Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council is. And this is done by people that I call classic tribal parasites, and they want to keep the corruption going, and there's you know, because it benefits them. But we're just thankful that now we can tell the tribal council, you know, Rush Limbaugh told you that you were incompetent, and we didn't ask for that, you see. But Scott, let me talk about the problems because of Standing Rock Agency, because this superintendent, the female superintendent, was just hired. She has absolutely no background in federal Indian policy. What we understand she was placed in there for was to get rid of veteran employees, which she has done successfully. She has taken away the signatories of the two deputy superintendents, so they're just sitting there doing nothing. And the enrollment services is in trouble because they've got a trainee from the tribal office there who is constantly going out and doing her thing, picking her kids up and going back to work and doing whatever, while the Indian people that can't, they have to pay $30 to $50 to hire rides to get up there. When they get up there, they're not serviced. And then the social services has suspended payment of these general welfare checks. And it's not the fault of these people. They've got this council from the mid-80s that have never brought in any industry. And so it's the tribal council that has to take the blame for the unemployment, mass unemployment. And but anyway,
Addie, I have less than a minute left, but I want to cut to the chase on the bit. I get what you're saying. I'm wondering what you think would fix it. What is they've been caught with their pants down now. Everybody knows they're incompetent. I get all that. What fixes it? What just ends this mess?
Oh, because this morning, by the way, I'm glad you asked me. Obama just broke his promise to help the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I got this call, and I was supposed to go and look at it myself. It's 9 minutes long, but it said that he broke his promise that he was not going to help them. I haven't found that video yet. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, because the problems you talk of is where our focus ought to be. And as you say, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council is looking the other way. That's tragic. People die because they do that. So how do you fix that? I know we're not going to probably do that in the middle of this crisis, but we ought to focus our energy there. Thanks, Andy.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, folks, we've got Carson Wentz on the line of NDSU Bison fame and the Philadelphia Eagles to tell us how much he loves his hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring spas and pool tables, too.
Thanks, Carson. And folks, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 year-end clearance event is happening in Minot through Sunday. It is big, and you don't want to miss it. Listen to this. 0% interest, 5-year financing on the Hot Spring hot tubs with the Ace Saltwater System. Select Hot Spring hot tubs, half price. New hot tubs starting at $29.99. Select Finley saunas and old halls and pool tables are half off. Shuffleboard, foosball, bubble hockey, big savings on everything in the store, and register for an autographed Carson Wentz jersey. Take it from Carson. He loves his hot spring spa, his old halls and pool table with a bison logo, his sauna, and so much more. And you will, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 year-end clearance event is on at their Minot store right next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway in Minot. But stop in at any of the locations anytime at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Next to Spitfire in West Fargo, in front of Kmart Grand Forks, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, and on Broadway just south of Ryan Chevrolet in Minot, where the big year-end clearance sale is on through Sunday. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
One, two, three, four.
I will be on the road again. Less than 2 weeks away, headed for New York City. Really looking forward to that. I just saw a review of the Broadway show that we have included in the package. Natasha Pier and the Great Comet of 1812. They're comparing it to Hamilton, which, if you're following Broadway shows at all, is a really big show. And this Natasha is the story of War and Peace. It's supposed to be really good. Josh Groban is in it. So anyway, looking forward to that very much. And that is oversold. I just got a note yesterday from Carol Juven at the Juven Tours, and our Norway tour is getting close. So if you've been thinking, it's a long ways away, I got a lot of time, you don't really. If you're interested on that, June 19th through July 2nd, we're going to the Midnight Sun celebration. Yeah, when the sun is up at midnight. Oh, I can't even wait in Norway. That's June 19th through July 2nd. My wife and kids are coming along, so bring the family. And you don't just visit Norway. You meet the people of Norway. We're looking up some relatives. Going to have a great time. Carol Juben has been there hundreds of times. The guy's just amazing. So he's our escort and guide, and he's a pro. So should be great fun. Really looking forward to that as well. So let's go, shall we? Let's go to Norway. Give Carol a call and get yourself a brochure. They'll send you out a brochure, and you can have all the details. I'm looking at it. It's a really nice full-color brochure with all the details. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Carol Juben of Juben Tours. Brought to you in part today by our friends at ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim is a flagpole guy, and he has inspired a lot of people in every corner of our listening area to celebrate their patriotism and pride. Not just American flags. Those, you know, if you don't have one, get one up. But I mean your favorite team. Maybe it's, you know, maybe if you're Norwegian, maybe you want the Norway flag up there, right? Your state flag, military, college, company flags. They do flagpoles, flags, accessories, installation, maintenance, service. They do the proper disposal of flags. And by the way, they design these things. They engineer them for the environment and size we have right here. So they, you know, they're the pros at that. They know North Dakota wind. They engineer them that way. ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com. Or call Jim at 701-571-FLAG. Jeff, Jamestown, you're back on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
There's only two choices here. Either negotiate a deal or arrest them. That's your two choices, right?
What do you mean?
Either negotiate a deal to get this pipeline done. You can't do that. Arrest the trespassers and the terrorists. No, they need to be arrested. Done. If you ain't got enough people, then call the guard out. There's so just, thing about just,
one or the other. One path or the other.
Yeah. That's right. That's your two choices at this point in time. There's nothing else. This Lemke, who's talking about militia mobilization, this just scares me to death. I don't feel like we need to have another Custer or Gordon Call deal in this state. And that's where that's going to lead to. Now you've got a problem you can't ever clean up.
And the challenge is that's what many of the people want that are part of this. That's why I call them eco-terrorists. They aren't here to lawfully, prayerfully, peacefully protest anything. They're here to have civil disobedience and disrupt the rule of law and get a confrontation with law enforcement. That is the challenge for elected leaders. I have a text here from somebody who said, Governor should have called out the guard after the first month before they got entrenched. Now it's grown nationwide, worldwide. Even if they clean it up tomorrow, another group will come down in a couple of days. And well, what happens if the pipeline gets built? You know, are they going to damage the pipeline when nobody's around? I mean, this is going to go on forever. I hear you, but that's what they want.
I think this is going to do us any good today. Here's where we're at today. Either negotiate it or arrest them. This is what, because this is not going to go on. When you talk about this militia thing and somebody gets shot on one side or the other, then pretty quick we're going to be shooting people from overpasses. And we don't need that. We fooled around long enough.
Now, I'm with you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Roselle and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I'm just calling to voice support for Addie in what she's doing for her community. What she has told us, a lot of people don't know, and a lot of people in her community don't know. But some do know the hierarchy is the one that's selling them out. But they're the ones that control the a lot of the circumstances that the people fall under.
Yeah, you're right.
And I so admire this person, this lady, for speaking out and giving out information, because there's usually repercussions in this world. You know, you don't get angry, you get even.
No, but, I hear you. And plenty of that. You couldn't be more right, Rosanna. Really appreciate it. I'm up against the clock here. I want to get these other calls in. They've been waiting, but I'm with you. Completely respect Addie and love what she's brought to the table and been a great source. Austin and Garrison, what's next? You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to add a little background that maybe some of your previous callers don't know about Kevin Cramer. I got online and went to conservativereview.com and looked at his Liberty score, and that's based on the 50 key votes in the last 6 years. His score is a 28%, so pretty low F. So that means on those 50 key votes, he's voted with Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and all the
yeah,
others.
Yeah, it's like the scoring systems are getting to be really kind of a scam. I think anybody that knows Kevin Cramer and has heard him here argue the votes would say the guy is conservative, right? Yet they can point to those Liberty score and say it's not. So then you say, well, what's going on? Well, how are they gaming the scores? So there's more to that story, Austin. Jackie from South Dakota, you're next. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.